Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us right now, one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants after spending 4 years in Green Bay with the Packers, and that's Blake Martinez. Blake, Joe, and Evan, welcome to New York. How are you?
Hi, Blake. How are you?
Good. Oh, hey guys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. First of all, what went into the decision to come here, to come play for the New York Giants?
Yeah, I think a lot of things went into it. I think for myself, the main thing was obviously young team, talented team, and next part is obviously Pat Graham, defensive coordinator. He's an awesome coach. I had an amazing time with him my third year with the Packers, and learned a lot of great things from him, and I'm excited to work with him again. And then obviously the market there, it's a great market to be in to play amazing football.
Blake, obviously with the state of the situation with what's going on in the country right now, the free agent signing period was a little different than it normally would be. Explain that. Was this all done? Were all the negotiations done on the phone? I mean, you were not in person at all with the Giants, were you?
No, yeah, it was all over the phone, kind of going through my agent, and my agent would kind of relay information to me as it kind of went on. And then as it was going throughout the day, it was just little things here and there from different stuff he heard from other teams and obviously the Giants and stuff. And it was an interesting day, just kind of anxiously waiting, and obviously got it done at the end of the day on Monday.
I want to go back to the comment you made about Pat Graham, because it's interesting. We see a lot of free agents sign, and we always say, oh, there's a connection. This guy played for that coach, for this coach. When you saw that the Giants, Joe Judge gets the job, and now he's putting together a coaching staff, and you see somebody you're familiar with, like Pat Graham, getting the job, did that immediately jump out at you, or all of a sudden maybe you looked at the Giants differently as a destination than you did before they brought him in as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I think for me, I was kind of options open at the time. Obviously, whatever team valued me the most was a team I wanted to go to, and obviously the Giants was one of them. And obviously once Pat Graham got in, it definitely made it more appealing in that sense. Obviously working with him, having that comfortability, and just knowing his mindset about the game and things like that and how passionate he is about the game, it just was so appealing to me, and it made the decision that much easier.
You know, Blake, the last couple of years in Green Bay have been kind of interesting. You had the whole, Mike McCarthy is let go 2 years ago toward the end of the season. LaFleur comes in last year. You guys have a real nice, bounce back year. You get all the way to the NFC Championship game and all that, against the 49ers. But how about all of that? I mean, did you see McCarthy, that coming, that McCarthy was going to be let go a couple of years ago against by Green Bay?
You kind of know how the business goes throughout the NFL. Crazy things happen all the time. I think I learned that early on when it was first 2 weeks in the NFL. I remember meeting guys, and the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, they're gone. And you have no idea why or what happened. It's just how the business works. So it was one of the things that it was definitely surprising, but you understand how the business and adapting to new things and everything kind of has to happen. And, yeah, it was definitely surprising.
What was it like playing out there? I mean, Green Bay has become, you know, kind of NFL royalty, getting to play at Lambeau Field in front of those fans. What has been the last 4 years like for you, Blake?
No, it's been amazing. I will always hold Green Bay near and dear to my heart just because they gave me my first opportunity to play football in the NFL and be able to play in front of, I mean, they're amazing fans and amazing, obviously, Lambeau Field, historic place to play at. For 8 games out of the year, and it was just a special thing to me to be able to start my career there. And obviously, moving forward in the future, I get to play at another historic franchise in the Giants, and I'm excited to keep doing special things with them.
What kind of guy? I know you're on a defense, and he's obviously on offense. But what kind of guy is Aaron Rodgers, Blake?
No, he's an awesome guy. I think it was one of those things for me stepping in to the locker room the first time. I was wondering, okay, how's this going to work out? Obviously superstars and things like that. Aaron is definitely one of them in the NFL, and you always wonder how they're going to be, how they're going to act. And he was always open. My locker was 2 lockers down from him when I first got in, and he was open to talk, open to, for me to ask questions, and he was open to answering them. And it just made it that much easier to get comfortable within the new kind of realm I was in of the NFL.
So when the Giants signed Blake Martinez, I think most Giant fans say Blake Martinez, he's a tackling machine. Do you like that kind of description? And how else would you describe your play to the Giant fan now that's going to get to watch it every single week?
No, I love that kind of thing about me, tackling machine, just making plays. That's my big thing. I want to be as a middle linebacker. I want to be a guy that's making plays, that's doing everything he can do to help his team win. And I think for me, I'm a guy that's intellectual, that's physical, that won't stop getting better, and he wants to keep thriving and keep working to be the best no matter what. And if I have 100 tackles, I want to make 101. And I just want to keep getting better each and every year and keep improving on things that I know I can improve on.
Talking to Blake Martinez, one of the newest members of the New York Football Giants. Blake, with the situation that we're in right now in the country, I mean, you know, who knows when you're going to get an opportunity actually to, you know, to get on the field with the Giants, whether it's a training camp. Are you still there, Blake?
Oh, sorry. I think you guys cut out real quick.
Did we? Okay. So you didn't hear my question, so I'll ask it again. You're with us now, though. We got you now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, coming to a new situation for you now where you're probably not going to get on the field with the Giants, who knows, hopefully by training camp at the least, how difficult, you know, no OTAs, none of that. Is that going to be more difficult because this is a whole new, you know, new system for you?
No, yeah, I think there's some disadvantages to it. But I think that's the best thing about a player, a team, is being able to adapt within certain things that happen. I think obviously, the main disadvantage is for me and all of us as a team is just getting to know each other, building that camaraderie within the new unit for the 2020 season, working together. Because I feel like that's where the biggest disadvantage is earning that respect within one another, seeing everybody work so hard to achieve greatness moving into the next season. And you get that found respect, and that kind of grows your kind of relationship as a team. So I think that'll be the biggest disadvantage, but I think overall it'll be good for us to learn how to adapt in strange situations, and I think in the end all it'll help us grow as a team from this.
Talking to Blake Martinez, and you got one of your teammates coming with you too, Kyler Fackrell, also signed with the Giants. Did you guys talk about that, or did all of a sudden you look up and say, "Hey, Kyler came to New York too. I got a former teammate coming with me."
No, yeah, it was something that I didn't know it was happening, but it ended up, obviously, once it did happen, we communicated back and forth, and we were super excited to be able to play on the same team again. And it's a really cool aspect to have, obviously, a familiar face to step into a new facility with. It was really cool.
You know, a lot of people kind of shy away from coming to New York. Obviously, you didn't. How about that? Any concerns at all about, you know, what it's like and, you know, how it could be pretty tough from the fans and the media here?
No, yeah, I think there's there's difficult things in all aspects of going to certain places, whatever it ends up being. It could be weather, media, market, all these types of things. But for me, I've always never wanted to shy away from the difficult things in life. And I want to thrive in those situations and show people that no matter where you go, any difficult situation that you're put into, you can make it out in a positive way. And I think I'm ready to take whatever New York has for me, and I'm excited to go out there and play amazing football and be a great middle linebacker for that team.
And you got a chance to play the Giants this past season. You beat them pretty good. What did you guys think?
That was a snow game, right? Getting the snow at the middle.
Oh yeah, that was a nice, that was a nice cold one.
Yep.
I'm sure you aren't you from Arizona? I'm sure you love that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's like one of the things I always got was, are you used to the cold now? And that's, I always say, I'm never used to the cold. I'm used to the pain of the cold.
Right. Well, at least you have a lot of experience of it now.
You went to Stanford too, right?
Oh, yeah.
You go to Stanford.
Yeah, so I basically went from super hot to, like, perfect weather to basically negative 20.
Look at the bright side, Blake. Most of the time, I wouldn't say most of the time, but at least a better chunk of the time in New York, it will be better than Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, the weather's generally better in New York. Not that it's great here either, but better than Green Bay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll trust you guys.
He's going to hate us soon.
It's not Miami by any stretch, but we'll just, you know.
What did you think of Daniel Jones? You got to face him last year in his rookie year. What did you think of Daniel?
No, I mean, he was an amazing player. I remember obviously watching film for that week of the previous games they played in. He was a great player. He's able to make all the throws, great arm, very athletic, kind of can do it all. And I think that's kind of the things that are starting to go for the quarterback position. You have to be athletic, you have to be able to move around the pocket, escape rushers, be able to throw on the run. And that he was one of the guys that we were like, all right, we need to make sure we contain this guy. We don't let him get comfortable, especially as a rookie. Just try to get him off his spot and those types of things. And I think we had success that day, but I think he's a hell of a player, and I'm excited to get to start working with him and going against him in practice.
Blake, have you talked to Joe Judge yet, your new head coach?
Yeah, so we kind of had like a brief conversation after a free agency stuff kind of went on, and it was just kind of introductions and just talking about how excited I am to be a part of the team and get started. And he kind of said the same thing where we didn't know when it was all going to be able to start, but we were both excited to kind of get going and start this thing up.
What do you want the identity of the Giant defense to be?
Yeah, I think for me, it's always been, I go back to when I was at Stanford, it's just his motto, intellectual brutality. I think for me going in for defense and being the guy that's going to run the whole show, calling the defense and things like that, I want all of us to be on the same page, all of us to understand what we're doing, all of us work together. And if we have that, then we're able to go and play fast. We're able to be physical, make plays, be excited, celebrate with one another, and just have fun. That's like probably the best thing and the most exciting thing to do is have a defense having fun out there and celebrating together, and it just adds that extra kind of momentum boost to the whole entire team.
You know, you should patent that one, intellectual brutality.
Yeah,
you know,
sell t-shirts.
Let me tell you, I know. Right,
hey, Blake, I need like that. Blake, you got to get the t-shirts made. I mean,
I'm getting the t-shirts made. It'll be in everybody's logger, you know, right when the
intellectual
season eventually
brutality
ever starts.
And if you guys have like a top five defense, all the Giant fans are going to buy it too. That's going to be like the rallying cry of the team.
Perfect. See, I like it. And we'll be like waving them in the stands. Okay, this is good. I'm liking this visual.
You know, the only negative to that intellectual brutality is you could look at the wrong way, Blake, and say, you know what? Well, intellectually, you're kind of brutal. You know what I mean? You could look at that.
True, actually.
Right, Blake?
Good.
I mean,
we might need to like make the design so it's like.
Right, you got to emphasize the right way there. Yes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
When you were growing up, did you have a football team? Did you have a favorite team?
Yeah, so my family is from Colorado, so we were kind of big Bronco fans growing up. But basically, after the draft happened, everything was thrown out from any team we repped, and it was instant. And so, obviously, the same thing happened with the Giants. My dad, I think, bought like 40 hats, Giant hats, and like 30 shirts to send to family members and stuff like that. So He gets excited.
I'm sure he does. What number are you wearing with the Giants?
I actually don't know yet. I'm still waiting to kind of figure that out.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to think here. So when the Broncos won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning at quarterback, were you still a Bronco fan? Or at that point, have you already – because I think you were drafted by Green Bay, what, you're 15 or 16, right
so
around
be
there.
You college for that,
16.
Right?
16, yeah. 16.
So you were in college. So did you celebrate that? Was that a
yep.
big deal for you when the Broncos won it?
No, yeah, it was a really cool moment. And I've always been kind of a Peyton Manning fan, just great players. I'm a great player fan just to watch them and see what they do to be great type of thing. It was a really cool moment to be able to watch that.
Were you kind of secretly hoping that you would somehow wind up in Denver? Did you think about that at all?
No, it's for me, like once I got to the NFL, I kind of went straight unbiased.
Right.
It was
you didn't
whatever
care
team
you
I ended up going to.
Right.
Whatever ends up happening, I'm going to love that team and do everything I can to be the best player I can be for them.
So for you right now, obviously this was going to be the offseason either way, but are you trying to kind of handle everything similarly to a year ago, keep yourself in shape, do the same kind of workouts? Are there things you can't do, obviously, because of the social distancing we're all involved in? How is that affecting you personally right now during this offseason as you try to keep yourself in shape and get ready for training camp?
Well, yeah, actually we can't tell the future or anything, but me and my dad started a project last year building a kind of workout facility out here in Arizona. So we have it's done now. It got done right before I came back from the season. And it has a full weight room, has a turf field and a basketball court on the lower level and living area upstairs.
Wow.
So basically we live here, me and my wife and my daughter, all live here, and I just walk downstairs and work out and walk back upstairs. So it's like living in my weight room.
Wow. That's
so you got a full court basketball at your house in your house inside.
Oh yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you have a good 3-point shot, Blake?
Oh yeah. Man, yeah, my little brother's actually really good at basketball, and we go back and forth in the horse games all the time. But yeah, I pride myself on my 3-point game.
Oh, nice. Wow. Nice.
Wow.
Who would you compare your 3-point shot to? Don't say Steph Curry. I mean, if you do, that's pretty
I was
impressive.
Gonna mess around and be like, I mean, me and Steph Curry pretty. No, I was joking.
Clay Thompson, right? Not Steph Curry.
Yeah,
but Clay Thompson.
I'd say Clay.
There you go.
Sometimes I can get the Clay Thompson. Like, what is it? Game 6 when he went off for crazy amount of points. But yeah,
impressive. Well, welcome to New York, Blake. Good to have you here, man.
Look forward to seeing you.
Oh, definitely.
Hopefully we see you guys out there on the field sooner than later, Blake. Let's hope so.
No, you're telling me.
All right, man.
Stay safe. Thank you.
Be well.
Man.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.